Grace and peace are yours in God, who is mystery, who is incarnation, who is spirit. Amen. Every year on April 22nd, the United States recognizes Earth Day. I learned this week that the first Earth Day was celebrated in 1970 when Senator Gaylord Nelson from Wisconsin organized a national demonstration to raise awareness about environmental issues. Rallies took place across the country, and by the end of the year, the United States government had created the Environmental Protection Agency. By 1990, Earth Day was an event celebrated by more than 140 countries around the globe. In our recognition of Earth Day today, I could stand here and talk about all the threats to our Earth. Climate change, which is bringing increased severe weather and flooding around the globe. Pollution of all kinds, poisoning water, air, and food. This year's Earth Day theme is plastics, and how our addiction to single-use plastics is filling earth and seas with plastic waste. But you know all that. We hear that message all around us. What we are remembering today in our recognition of Earth Day is this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and all who live in it. The heavens are telling the glory of God. For God so loved the world that God sent the only Son to save it. We worship and follow a God who created the earth and loves it. As followers of Christ, we are called to be in right relationship with the earth, to care for it and steward it for all its creatures and for future generations. Today, I want to share three images for a Christian Earth Day. The first is a visual image of the world created by and held in God's hands and also given over into our hands. The second is a theological image of creation as the body of God. And the third is a poetic image based on today's gospel reading of God as shepherd of the whole creation. So we'll start with this image. This picture is called In Our Hands. It was created by Reverend Lauren Wright Pittman for Sanctified Art and included in their Earth Day resources. Reverend Pittman writes about this image. In the beginning, God filled the formless void with color, texture, light, flavor, time, and life. God scooped the clay and carefully molded it, breathing life into the nostrils of humanity. These are the images of a tender, imaginative God who loves creation limitlessly. Following the creation narrative, humanity quickly spirals into violence, corruption, and power hunger toward the destruction of creation. God becomes deeply aggrieved and even regrets creating humanity. God decides it best to return all of creation to the chaotic void, though God finds hope in Noah's family. I've struggled with this narrative, Reverend Pittman says, but I find myself feeling a tremendous amount of compassion. I can only imagine how painful it is to watch the work of your hands devolve into brutality. In this image, God's hands hold various animals and plant life and are surrounded by the bands of the rainbow, shielding creation from the swirling waters of chaotic destruction. I chose not to image humanity because the hands are at once God's and ours. We must respond to God's covenant by protecting and keeping the earth. It is our responsibility. It is our calling. God meets us where we are, utterly dependent and bound toward self-destruction, with a promise, sealed with a bow, bursting the endless spectrum of colors light holds. Even as the artist imagines God's disappointment at how we, God's creatures, have chosen violence over community and exploitation over care of creation, she remembers God's promise to us held in the rainbow. Her image is filled with tenderness and hope for the earth, along with an invitation and call for us to participate in its care. Father Richard Rohr, a Franciscan father who lives and works at the Center for Action and Contemplation here in Albuquerque, takes the image of God's investment in the earth in a different direction in a number of his writings, in which he introduces the idea that creation is the body of God. Rohr writes, "The incarnation of God did not only happen in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. That is just when some of us started taking it seriously. The incarnation actually happened approximately 13.8 billion years ago with a moment we now call the Big Bang, or the first manifestation. At the birth of our universe, God materialized and revealed who God is. 2,000 years ago was the human incarnation of God in Jesus, but before that, there was the first and original incarnation through light, water, land, sun, moon, stars, plants, trees, fruit, birds, serpents, cattle, fish, and every kind of wild beast, according to our own creation story." Rohr continues by quoting Thomas Aquinas, who said, "The immense diversity and pluriformity of this creation more perfectly represents God than any one creature alone or by itself. However, for some reason, perhaps human self-absorption, Christians thought that humans were the only creatures God cared about. And all else, animals, plants, light, water, soil, minerals, was literally just food for our sustenance and enjoyment. Christians must realize what a muddle we've gotten ourselves into by not taking the incarnation and the body of God seriously. As Sally McFaig, a Christian theologian, says so powerfully, salvation is the direction of all creation, and creation is the very place of salvation. Creation is the very place of salvation. All is God's place, which is our place, which is only and every place." Friends, what a difference it would make in the way we live on and with the earth if we believed that the earth was not just created and sustained by God, but an actual incarnation and expression of God. God made flesh, not just in the human flesh of Jesus, but in the flesh of mountain and tree, wolf and rabbit, coral reef and whale. The heavens and earth and all its creatures telling the glory of God in their very being. And I just have to, many of you have heard me say this before, but that's why this whole idea of the rapture just makes me so crazy. Because the theology of God that loves this creation so much, I find no room for a theology that says God's going to pluck a few of us up and let the rest burn. That's just not there. God is invested in this creation that God loves. So finally, I'm going to close with a poem. Y'all who are here every week are getting used to hearing these poems that are sent by Pastor Steve Garness Holmes. He sends a daily devotion with these poems and often reflects on the week's readings. And I just keep bringing them to you because they're lovely. This is a gorgeous reflection on God's deep love for all of creation, including but not limited to each and every human being. So he begins with our Bible verse, "I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice." We think we're being open-minded when we include all of us, Protestant and Catholic, Orthodox and Coptic, as if we see the whole landscape. But the pasture and the shepherd are far greater than that. Believer, unbeliever, and other believer alike, all are shepherded, each in their own language. And still, there are more and more other sheep. Like, well, sheep. Do not the deer and otter, whale and fungus follow the shepherd faithfully? Is not the bird migrating its continents shepherded as well? Christ is not the partisan figurehead of a religion. Christ is the infinite embodied grace of God, the shepherd of all creation, who leads rivers to the sea and winter into spring, and each of us into life. So there are still other and more other sheep. For Copernicus isn't done with us yet. We admit the sun doesn't revolve around the earth, but we still think God does. No, little one, we are in a small corner. Yet even the far galaxies, the trillion trillions of stars and their planets, and yes, their doubtless forms of life, are also under the calm eye of the shepherd and follow the shepherd's voice. All of us, Baptist and Sufi, fish, bug, and bird, earthling and alien, village and nebula, all are one flock, one. And behold, even on the remotest planet, in the farthest flung galaxy like ours, or in the most desolate spot in a life like yours, under the loving gaze of the shepherd who seeks out the one, there is no one who is not at the center. Christ is the infinite embodied grace of God, the shepherd of all creation. And under the loving gaze of the shepherd who seeks out the one, there is no one who is not at the center. Thanks be to God for that amazing love. Amen.